Proclamation number 7616 of 5th of June, 1960. Spiritual turn. The spiritual turning point can soon be expected, but no longer on this earth. Individual souls can certainly still be saved. They can be induced to leave my adversary's camp and cross over into my camp. But they will only ever be a few for whose sake I will also delay the end, even though the spiritual low has already occurred which justifies the end of the old earth. But I have fixed the day and therefore I will not accomplish the work of transformation of the old earth an hour earlier than it has been planned since eternity. And with the end of the old earth a new time also dawns. Then the spiritual turning point will have occurred and everything will again move in the righteous order which corresponds to my law. And all people will then also be spirit-filled, for the inhabitants of the new earth will then be in a state of maturity that my spirit can constantly overflow into their hearts. They live in and with me, I myself can instruct them, I can speak to them. I am in the midst of my children and all live a right and righteous life and paradise on the new earth. This spiritual turning point is imminent. Even if I still delay, but the time has approached, and the time limit is only short until the appointed day. But you still have a time limit, and you should make good use of it, for no matter how short it is, every individual can still achieve spiritual progress, and every individual can prepare himself to belong to those who may live the paradisiacal life on the new earth, as I have promised you. You should know that every day you work with love will bring you unimagined wealth. You should know that I accept everyone who calls upon me and also grant him the strength to accomplish the work of transformation in himself. And you should believe that you are close to the end of the old earth, that the day will come sooner than you think. And according to these words you should now live, i.e., shape your being into love, and you will have done everything and can then look forward to the end with great peace of mind. Just let love flare up in you and know that you thereby unite with me and that you can never ever get lost in your connection with me. Make this spiritual change in yourselves before the end. Turn back on the path you are now walking on. If you have not yet taken the spiritual path, let yourselves be called by me and reminded to remember the end, and then eagerly start working on your soul. Connect yourselves with me in thought and don't sever this bond, for then you will be saved, even if the end comes suddenly and unexpectedly, if you are called away beforehand or even if you still experience the day itself. But then you can no longer get lost, you will have taken the path home into the Father's house. And you will reach your aim on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond if you have to leave earth first. But change yourselves and your nature into love. I urgently call upon you who have not yet seriously thought about your purpose on earth, who walk your earthly path without me and are therefore in greatest danger of losing yourselves completely to my adversary. There is still a short period of time, words of love still sound to you again and again which admonish and warn you. But it will soon be over, and then irrevocable judgment will come, irrevocable the last day will come and the responsibility for each one of you. For I restore the order which is law from eternity, and that also means the end of the old earth. The end of a redemption period and the beginning of a new one. It means an earthly and a spiritual turning point. A new earth and a new heaven will arise, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. AMN.